All right, we are hanging out right now in the back of Pitbull's tour bus on the Ralphie Radio Show. David Rush, Pitbull in the building. Just saw you perform live. You know what's? I'm sure you hear this all the time. You know your songs. You sometimes forget about all the stuff that you were either featured on or hopped on, right?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people come to the shows and the most famous line is like, damn, that's right, he did that one. Oh, man, he did that one. Man, I didn't know he did that one. Whoa, damn, that's right. You know, so it's definitely a show where it's entertaining, and I try to keep it where it's on a constant up, you know? Because I feel like this day and age, crowds don't really get to come to a good show. You know, they see a lot of people just doing the same, you know, bullshit, basically. You know, going back and forth. That's where you get David Rush up there doing his go-girl dance.
On that, Rush, of course, is featured on and wrote as well. And Rush, I know something else, too, because a lot of openers don't do this. You know, you hopped on for the song, but then you hang around for the entire set, I saw.
I like watching Pit, you know what I'm saying? I learn from him. You know, I like to watch and just take it all in. Every show to me is like a new show. So, you know, I get to learn and experience what not to do, what to do, what works on stage, what doesn't work on stage. And, you know, just being able, it's like being able to go to college for free. You get to sit there and you get to study and you get to watch and learn. You know, a lot of artists, you know, might have an ego and think, you know, they do their show, go chill on tour. But I like to watch, and, you know, I've been on the road with him since September, and I'm at every show watching every show.
We're hanging out with Pitbull and David Rush right now on the Ralphie Radio Show, because Rush and I spoke earlier at, coincidentally enough, the Holiday Inn. We were at this weekend, of all places. But Rush was saying how he has learned a lot from you, and especially on the fact that this isn't just like a party on wheels. It's a 24/7 grind, and you're on the job when you're out here.
I mean, all day. I mean, this is definitely a job. I feel Rush is somebody that knows how to make records. He understands records. He understands it. Because there's a difference between stumbling across a hit record, and then there's a difference between knowing how to make hit records. And that's what I respect about him. And he's not only that, he's got things that he's got to deal with that are really a life and death situation, if you really come to speak about it like that. And he's out here every day, and he's followed me all around the country. We'll be finishing now in Boston. No, we're finishing in Boston in the end of October.
And you mentioned stumbling over hit records. Well, you're certainly making them. You've made 2 top 10 hits. You've released an LP now. It's being distributed by a major label, as well as Mr. 305 Inc. Is it all that's cracked up to be?
The creative side of it and making music is the best part of this whole thing. You know, to be able to perform it and see the crowd go crazy and they enjoy it and get to escape for an hour, 15 minutes. Especially with all the negativity that's involved in the world right now, it's definitely a blessing to see that. As far as the industry side of it, throughout the years, you learn how to deal with it. You learn how to take a negative and make it a positive, and learn that there's no problems, just situations.
Doing a lot of promo in addition to the tour as well, and a lot of media. You called to my show about a month ago with the Ralphie Radio Show, and you also did a number of TV shows, including Ellen. We joked about your encounter with Ellen, how, you know, some of the example exchanges that you two might have. How'd the show end up going?
It was great. Ellen was fun. You know, she's genuine. She's real. I think that's why everybody loves her, you know. She don't take herself too serious, and that's what I think is so serious about her.
With the Mr. 305 Inc., does it make decisions like backed by a live band, which we saw tonight, you know, percussions, everything, and on the Ellen show, but also live when you're on tour, does it make those decisions easier? Because obviously people may not realize it, but that's costing you more in the end.
Oh no, definitely. I mean, I'm out here on my own dime, you know. The label ain't give me no money for this right here. We, you know, I pay for the tour bus, I pay for the hotels, I pay for the band, I pay the road managers, you know. But to me, I am my biggest investment. You know, you gotta believe in yourself, and the label sometimes may not see it. Not that the label's treating me bad or nothing like that, not at all. They just letting me do what I do, because if they were to tell me any different, then I would still do what I do.
And Rush, obviously you're dealing with a major label as well. I would imagine you've learned a lot from how Pitbull has dealt with this new venture with Mr. 305 Inc. and RCA.
With Pit showing me the independent side of things, you know, when you're young and coming up in the game, everything is about getting a major deal. Everybody wants to get that major deal, get that major stamp behind them. But sometimes it's not the label behind it. It's really the, you know what I'm saying, the promo and the work that go with it. Not all artists or all people who get a deal know how to work the label or work the deal. So with, you know, Mr. 305 Inc., I'm learning how to work the deal, learn how to work the label. The label don't work for you, you work for yourself. And, you know, he's taught me that from way back when we first started. The first conversation we had was, you know, you might get a major deal, but doesn't mean it's going to be a major run.
Two men speaking some truth right there. David Rush and Pitbull on the Ralphie Radio Show. More of my conversation with these two coming up next. Hang on.